Actually, it's time for us to kick off the bi-weekly, we call it, career builder segment. And today we are going to focus on rapport building. Psychology gets more and more attention so nowadays. It seems very useful, actually, in every situation, especially for a job seeker. If you know some very sort of basic knowledge about psychology, then seems to me that things are, you know, easier, huh? And so today we're going to discuss a most important, but hardly maybe very often being ignored by people, the psychology in job interviews, right? Mm. In our studio, joining us here is Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And he is going to tell us how to build rapport today. So if you have any questions in this regard or in job seeking in general, please don't hesitate to contact us. We will answer your questions during the show and before and after, not before, but after. Please send your questions through our Weibo, 英语环球广播, or through WeChat, 英语环球 News Plus, or you can send your questions through email. That's newsplus@cri.com.cn. Welcome to the show again,
good
Robert.
Good afternoon, Manling. Great to be with you.
Yes, indeed. Very excited to have you here again and look forward to our conversation.
Yes. I
think Chinese people are not very much into psychological health. This is a fact.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So today we are going to talk about how psychology plays a role in getting a good job, right?
Right.
All
right.
Right. So where are we going to start?
Well, let's start with, I mean, I think a good question is just to explain what the term rapport means. Because I think this frames the whole discussion. And it's an interesting term, and what it actually means, that I've got the dictionary definition here. The dictionary says it's relation, connection, especially harmonious or sympathetic relation. But I think it goes deeper than that. It's not a relationship in the sense of a quid pro quo, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. It's a relationship in the sense of a physicality, being in the moment with a person.
It's not really online, a virtual world, right?
You can be in rapport with someone when you're online, but it's really something. It's about being with someone and having a feeling of connectedness.
Face.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right, face to face, being connected to someone. And I think, in a sense, the best way to describe it, or an easy way to try and describe it, is to imagine that if you have a conversation with someone, but you're not actually looking at them, you're certainly not going to be in rapport with that person then. It's very difficult.
You're detached.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, super important during job interviews, of course.
Yes, indeed. The word rapport, is that in English? I think it's not English, right? It's a borrowed word somewhere.
I think it certainly comes from the Germanic languages, I would imagine. But I'm not 100% sure where it actually comes from.
So if I'm going to find a Chinese or English equivalent, maybe it's networking. Will networking be the same with rapport?
In a sense, but I think the a close, harmonious connection would be the best between two people. Would be the best way I would describe
it. We talk about guanxi here.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of guanxi?
Of
the
course.
Terminology in Chinese is
of
that
course.
A similar thing?
My feeling about guanxi is that's more about, I'll do this for you,
business.
You do this for me.
It's
kind
of trading, huh?
In a sense, I see rapport as almost seduction, between two people. It's that
love.
Sort of...
affection.
Well, it could be, depending on, I'm not, the job interview that you're going for, I'm not sure. But let me give you an example a really poignant example, I think. If you think of all the major leaders of the advanced industrialized nations in the last, say, 20 years, and you think of all the people that have had big problems, probably the biggest name that would spring to anyone's mind is Bill Clinton. Yet the Wall Street Journal did a survey, and they named Bill Clinton as the most admired and respected US president in the last 25 years. Well, isn't that interesting? Someone who has, great skills of charm and basically rapport building, but being able to build connections with other people, is by implication forgiven for the Lewinsky you know, Monica Gate, exactly.
Okay, I got your point.
Yeah, I got your point.
Sometime the power to influence, the charisma, the charm one has, in a collective sense, it's called rapport, can offset your negative
well, that's
part of your life.
That's right. And let me give you another statistic. Mm-hmm. And this is this is the result of a study that's been done numerous times over. But psychologists find that 93%, that's 93% of communication between two people is non-verbal.
Mm-hmm.
That means only 7% is about the words. The rest, approximately 50%, people argue, is intonation, how you speak, how you come across.
Kind of air.
Tone.
Tone. A kind of tone.
Exactly, yeah. Intonation.
Something in the air, right? You never really can grasp.
Right.
I think in Chinese we do have such an expression.
Mm-hmm.
人缘好.
Okay, yeah, I've learned a new word.
or 人格魅力, anyway. So, definitely that's something so good, very desirable.
Sure.
But how can we get it and how important it is?
Well, it's incredibly important. And I think people in a job interview situation sometimes believe that, first of all, they believe that when they're interviewing candidates, that they understand how they're making decisions. And there's a general sort of consensus that, that people think that it's all about your educational background, that it's about your work experience, it's about your internships. And of course, that plays a big part.
That can be called hardware.
Your hardware, indeed, yeah. You could. That's a good way to describe
super,
it. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about the software?
What people forget is how you come across with each and every person, including the receptionist to the person that interviews you, junior or senior. There was a brilliant example with an oil company when I was based in Europe. We were doing an HR director assignment for them, and they took the five shortlisted candidates out to a hotel, and they watched their behavior in the hotel. And everyone in the hotel was actually part of the big oil company, but they didn't know that. So they were looking at how people behaved with people who were not specifically in the interview. And it was really interesting to see that some treated others with great respect and so on as one ought, and some were rather unpleasant to the you know, the doorman or the driver or whatever.
Indeed.
You know,
on the internet we have countless or numerous tweets about how someone treated an old gardener outside of a big company as, hey, can you get me some hot water or whatever, and then later found that he's the boss of that company.
Right.
But rapport only matters when someone actually sees you being this genuine and nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think rapport matters in
people-to-people context.
Yeah,
right.
In an interview context, rapport matters because basically people hire people that they like and they get along with. Put another way, are you really going to hire someone who you don't like? The answer is clear no. Mm-hmm. So there's a few tips that I've got for people.
Can we call this rapport also as people skill, people nowadays?
Absolutely,
you know,
right.
Okay, people
absolutely.
Skill. How do you get
skills,
along with people?
Charm, you know, the art of charm, the art of building rapport. It's all part and parcel.
But Robert,
it's
I think before you acquire all these people skills, right, I think the basic, if you want to reach that level, that height, is being kind and honest to yourself as a human being. Otherwise, you fake all these skills. Don't you think so?
I think that is the case, yes. I would agree with that.
That's the foundation.
I think we have to balance that with the fact that every job interview, to put it in that context, is a competition. And, you know, we need, particularly in this day and age, look at the global economy, you know, young and old job seekers alike need these advanced skills to get ahead. So I think that's important.
Oh, okay. I got your point. Number one is that you need to be a good person, of course. That's the basic yourself. And number two, that you have to acquire certain skills, right?
Yeah.
Without these skills, you know, you have difficulty revealing that you are such a good person to others.
You
are listening
true.
To Studio Plus. We'll be back soon.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people. Share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus. Something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus. Studio Plus.
Yes, you're listening to Studio Plus, and we are in the midst of a conversation with Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And we are talking about rapport building and especially talking about people's skills, right? And go back to the question that we raised just now, you know, how important it is.
It's incredibly important. And I'd just like to touch on some aspects of building rapport that perhaps will help people with avoid certain mistakes in job interviews. The first thing I'd like to say is when you're talking to someone or when you're having an interaction with someone in any situation, actually, but particularly a situation where you have something to gain, like a job interview, your attention has got to be laser locked on that person. They've got to be the most important person in your life at that period, moment in time. And I'll give you an example. I interviewed someone for my company yesterday who started the interview fiddling around with their iPad for the first 10 or 15
minutes. That is terrible.
And I just thought, come on.
Why should I employ you?
Right.
You're not even listening to me.
Exactly. You know, concentrate. Because by implication, if we concentrate on people, we show that they matter. And remember, everyone's got written on their forehead, I want to feel important. Every single person in the world.
That's the psychology.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So we want absolute attention. We want to make sure we do things like smile. Not the whole time, but at certain times, that helps calm the interviewer down for one thing.
He failed his interview without his knowing it himself.
Exactly.
That's one example.
Exactly. We need to think about, I think we talked last time about eye contact, looking between the ears. I think we talked about, I think, you know, a simple one, but really important is remembering people's names. I often ask people at my company, so who have you interviewed with? And they say, I've interviewed the tall one, the short one, the fat one, the pretty one, you know. And I think, well, it's about respect, isn't it? And
you know, I have to reflect here. I have to confess to Robert that I've been teaching for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Even teaching all my life, because nowadays I'm teaching young voices.
Sure.
I'm so bad at remembering their names, and I felt so guilty. Every time I feel so guilty.
Let
so
me give you
how can
give
I
you a
improve
clue.
The skill, I mean?
Remember that person and remember. Imagine there's a picture of their name written just above their head and visualize that picture five or six times over and you'll find you remember that person's name.
Oh, I'm easy.
Or write it down.
Yeah, it's easy for me to remember the face.
Yeah, exactly.
So easy because I recognize people by face and by their personality.
Yeah.
But the name seems, you know, irrelevant sometimes to me.
For me, if I turn something into a picture, then it's much easier
to
remember.
I would try this one, definitely.
So I want to know, if you're trying to, let's say you have 30 seconds just to meet your interviewer or maybe your future boss, and you have 30 seconds to try to impress him, how do you prevent yourself from saying, just being having a lot of flattery or being fake and actually trying to build a rapport? What can you do in these 30 seconds?
Actually, my understanding of Byron's question is that how do you know that the interviewer would love to listen to certain, you know, phrases?
Yeah.
And would hate, you know, be or feel repulsive even to certain remarks?
Well, I think you've got to assume that they're there with good faith and they're there based on the assumption that you're, you know, possibly a good candidate for the job. So, but I think actually the answer to the question is you rehearse, because the first 30 seconds is incredibly important in any interaction. And the best way to have the most successful first 30 seconds is to practice and practice and practice. Because again, you know, thinking muscle memory and psychology, by the time you've spoken something 10 times, it comes out naturally.
This is, again, you know, Byron, it's again psychology again.
Right.
You know why? Because the more experienced you are, you're better at reading people.
Exactly.
Is that reading people? If you talk to me face to face and you know by instinct, you know, I don't like what you said just now. So you could stop there, right?
Sure.
If you're good at reading people.
Sure.
So that's another psychological ability. My goodness. Mm-hmm. But it's not acquired overnight.
No, absolutely not. It takes practice and it takes skill and perseverance. But I think it's, you know, you have to have a starting point. I've got some other points here just about what destroys rapport, just to really help our listeners on the job interviews. And there's a few key ones that I find come up quite a lot. I've interviewed people before who look at anyone in the room but me. And this is a real basic thing. If you're talking to someone, you've got to look at them. And mm-hmm. you've really got to look into their eyes most of the time. Mm-hmm. The second thing that I think is a big rapport killer is interruptions. And, you know, when I'm talking in an interview and someone interrupts me when I'm speaking, I think, hang on a second, do you want the job or not?
Oh, yeah, you know.
So that's a good one. Playing with your pen, for example, is a very distracting thing to do in a job interview because the key point is concentration. If you're concentrated on what the other person is saying, then you will come across as tremendously charming, I think.
But there are some sort of body, some people have some bad body language. For example, when they stand, they would figuring or playing with their own thumbs or whatever. So these things should get rid of this. Bad habits, right?
Absolutely. And there's a situation where if someone else, you know, probably they're not aware of that they do that.
They didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a bit like if you're doing an interview like this, for example, if you listen to yourself and you listen to yourself afterwards, you'll think, crikey, I said this and I said this, I shouldn't have said that. But once you become aware of it, you can do something about it.
Mm.
It's the same thing if in an interview situation, if you role play it, for example, to start with, you can get a third party to give you feedback or even pretend that you are the third party and watch yourself. And that's very powerful, actually. Watch yourself talking and get feedback from yourself. You'll learn a lot.
Maybe to play back the video. If there is one,
absolutely.
You know, in the interview,
yeah.
and you will see your body language, whether, you know, as a third person, you look at yourself, whether everything, the gestures, the tone, everything is right.
Exactly.
Wow. And but what I learned from Robert is that psychological instinct or experiences in judging people or reading people or understanding people requires all of us not to always stay indoor. Go and socialize with people.
Exactly.
Right?
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Yeah, the more you get to people, maybe even parties, you know, meet people, talk to people, socialize.
The more practice you get.
Mm.
Practice makes perfect.
Wow, thank you so much. I learned this so much from you every time.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And we hope that, look forward to the next conversation.
I look forward to it as well, Madeline.
Thank you for enlightening us, Robert.